Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
What's going on with inflation, interest rates, and the markets? And how do you stay retired with so many financial challenges? Well, you're in the right place today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Let me start off by giving you the phone number you'll need for today's show, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call for a complimentary appointment. You can call to talk. For 15 minutes, just set up an appointment to do that. There are several ways to text. We'll tell you all about that. And remember to ask for his book, Worry Less Wealth. Ask for that as well. Their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, it's so nice to be here with you again.
Hey, Lauren. It's good to be talking about really what's happening at the fourth quarter, right? So this is time to take action to, you know, really kind of protect your portfolios, figure out where things are at, and then also do some actual tax planning before the year ends, and then you're just doing tax reporting.
That's right. We are seeing higher prices for about everything, and then we have increased volatility happening in the markets. So for some people, the idea of retirement, unretirement is a reality. In other words, these people feel like they can't ever retire. Why could some people even be forced out of retirement with today's economy, Eric?
Well, I mean, it depends on how they're saving and how they do their planning, right? So if your plan was to have 100% of your money in the market and just live off that, or do the 4% rule, which is a little silly if it's going to be all market-based items. Yeah, if the market drops a whole ton and all of a sudden those withdrawals are too much, yeah, you might need to jump out of retirement and jump back into the working world. So, yeah, that's obviously less than ideal. And then there are some people say, oh, okay, now I guess I can't retire because of things are going down and so forth. Well, you know, I don't know if that necessarily is the case. It's just, you know, have you looked at your plan? Have you looked at your income plan? Is it on track or not? And to me, that's the bigger issue. And lots of times people don't have a plan. Well, it's really hard to see if you're off course if you haven't charted a course.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, sometimes we see people want to unretire because they do want to do something. They want to get back into the working world, maybe just part-time or whatever. Most people, though, really, truly want to retire once. I think that's what you have found. How do you help people stay retired, Eric?
Well, as long as they know that everything's good, right? They don't have to be worrying about where that next, you know, check is coming from. Make sure they have enough cash flow coming in the door. Make sure they can still do those fun trips, the river cruises, the Machu Picchu, or, you know, whatever that bucket list items are. You know, then they do tend to stay retired. I mean, I've got some clients that, you know, like to do fun stuff. I mean, I had a client for 3 or 4 years. Well, actually, yeah, it was at least 3, maybe 4 years that they would go to Glacier National Park and just work there for fun. They didn't need the job, but they just thought it'd be kind of boring just to stay there for, you know, several months. So they might as well do something while they're there and make a little pocket change. And it was just fun doing it. And they enjoyed working with people and stuff. So, you know, you can do fun jobs like that are more destination jobs. I mean, I've got another client who works at SAP and Levi's, and he just likes to be at concerts and, you know, sporting events. And so, you know, he does that for a little bit of money, but he is also having fun doing it. So, you know, it's fine if it's something that you're doing because you want to do it. But if you have to do it, well, then, yeah, that's a function, unfortunately, of poor planning. So, you know, if you do have that some money that's in foundational money, stuff that can't go away, that gets you through these bad times. If you get some steady income that's paying you cash flow every month or every quarter, that's not super volatile in the market, that too can help you get through these bad times. But man, when it's all 100% in the market, woof, yeah, it's going to be a tough road to go through, you know, just going that way. And that's when people may have to stop being retired because, you know, things have gotten too bad.
So the big question, I think, for Americans is, you know, do I have enough money to retire before they call it quits with their career? You know, am I going to be okay if I go ahead and get into retirement? It's scary to leave that paycheck behind. How do you help someone evaluate their money to help them determine whether or not they should retire?
Well, the main tool we have is part of our blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have people worry less about money and more about making sure they've got all the fun stuff planned and doing the things they want to do. And number one tool by far is this income planning software we have. So with that income plan, it says, okay, you've got you know, a tax deferred bucket of money. You've got, you know, 401ks, IRAs, you've got taxable money, which may be savings accounts or stocks. You've got hopefully some tax free money in Roth or life insurance or things. And, you know, what, how much should you take from each one? When should you take it from each one? How long is it all going to last? Is it going to go up with inflation? You know, all those kind of things. What's the taxation along the way? Once you figure that all out, it's very easy to evaluate. And then, you know, like I've got a client who just said, hey, I'm thinking about moving it up 5 months earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, let's open up, you know, open up the software. Let's see what it looks like. And it was fine. And yeah, you got to pay a little bit more for medical, you know, and other things because you're retiring sooner and you're not going to save for quite as long. But it didn't have a huge material effect at all. So then they're like, yeah, hey, now I can retire, right? So that's the nice thing is if you have something to go back to, sometimes people say, oh, should I start my Social Security at, you know, 67 or should I do it at 70? Well, let's put it in the income plan and I'll tell you which one wins. And lots of times it's actually starting early, which is weird. So yeah, so the nice thing is instead of guessing, instead of hoping, if you've got actual data that you can analyze and see, it's very simple. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, usually what we do is we start with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to find out what's going on in your situation. And then we can go through that planning process. We used to charge $1,500, but right now, just with COVID and everything else going on, we just want people to get that info. So we're actually waiving that fee for anybody who does set up that time to talk. So, you know, if you want to set up a time to talk, all you have to do is text the word talk to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word talk, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. You had mentioned, you know, if someone's 100% in the market and they're planning to live off of, you know, those investments, what would be some moves they could consider if that they're taking on too much risk?
If they're 100% in the market, they are too risky. It's not if. They are definitely way too risky.
Yeah.
So no, you need to have some foundational money. You need to have, ideally, especially if you're retired, a minimum of at least 30% of your money that is not going to go away. You know, and why is that? Well, just look at this year,
yes.
Right? Look
yes.
at 2008. Look at, you know, 2000 to 2002. All those time frames that happen that will keep happening in the future. You know, you need to have some spots where you can go grab some money, live off that and be fine for that year and not lock in those losses. You know, lots of times people say, oh, just let it ride or, you know, just hang in there. You can't do that when you're retired. You got to have that check every month to pay all the bills every month. And so you can't wait for those shares to come back. You end up, you know, selling those shares off to live and those ones don't come back because you sold them. And so that's where you need that foundational money. And then you also need some steady income money. So it's very easy to add those two tools, you know, and just reposition stuff, especially since bonds are doing so awful right now. Bonds are like the scariest place to be because we know they're just going to keep dropping with Fed rate increases.
Yep.
So, hey, if we move these to some guaranteed products, that's going to be, I mean, some of these have the ability to earn up to 10% now. I mean, it's crazy. So the rates have gotten very good on those, but without the risk, without the cost. So again, that's something you really want to be finding out more about.
All right. So again, tell us your process for helping someone get started on this retirement income strategy.
Yeah. Again, what we do is we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. With you worrying less and having more fun, you have to have five areas taken care of. First, it's, you know, the income plan. That's a big key. Obviously, then that dictates where that investment money should be to get that income plan going. And then in between all that is you have to do what tax ramifications for all those investments and income. And so those three are very interdependent of each other. But you also have to watch out for healthcare costs and then legacy issues. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone and all that. So, you know, those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And something we can help you with. The best way to do that is, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. Just set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman. Just all you have to do is text the word talk to 800-454-1184. We'll send you a link to book the time. Again, text the word talk, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We have lots more to cover with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money, right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock, because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet. Or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down, or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping the stock? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And, the other ones, I think probably the big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%? Right? Because, you know, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what, like, is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, oh, okay, well, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, oh, well, this person's doing it, and then, okay, it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. Garrison Keillor, wasn't it the one who had where the town's everybody's above average right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
Right. So, yeah.
So, you know, you think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, you know, because, well, that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because you know, you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, you know, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, you know, how is Tesla, you know, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, you know, I mean, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, you know, Tesla just has one, you know, plant to make cars, you know, that's, and there's tons of competition coming online. So, you know, there's some stuff that definitely, you know, you think you, oh, I can control that, or I can, you know, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund, or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. You know, this one, of course, March was really ugly, right, last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, you know, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, you know, that's one of those tough things. So, yeah, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, yeah, you do need to know about this stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, you know, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people. And make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. You know, are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes, you know, well, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, what's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are, set a time to do virtually, you know, go over your plan that you're on right now, and then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
You know, all these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. And I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have. And they ran it by that guy. And, you know, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, yeah, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, oh, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. And, you know, I was like, no, that's, you know, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. You know, I mean, that's not the same thing. And so, yeah, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. And But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend, or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, mm-hmm. not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick or you should get off. So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said, instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and, one was from a bank, and, you know, that bank stock, you know, really last year had done really awful. And so, you know, but they didn't want to sell it because, you know, this is where dad worked and, you know, he always had that. Or, you know, there's been lots of times where, you know, people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right? It's just a dollar bill. Who cares? Right? So that doesn't really make sense. So, but unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, you know, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, you know, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, you know, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in, gosh, it must have been like the mid-90s or something. And He was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, 6, 7, 8%, why does he need the money? Right. And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably, I think they were 2 to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even. Right. Oh. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here, and then they changed. Right. And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security to start, that's pretty brutal, because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also, a lot of times people think about that in the stock market. You know, they'll say, oh yeah, no, this thing's, things are gonna be going great forever, and we're just gonna keep always making 10%, and so I don't have to worry about things that much. And it's like, no, drops happen, crashes happen, corrections happen, and those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have that where they, definitely don't have, because, you need to live.
Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, almost 30 years in the business here is, I've seen all these issues play out, and really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4 to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401ks really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? In bad times, that can be really ugly. So, with your 401k, you don't have much choice. But with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan. That's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, one of the things we're doing, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that Worry Less Wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation, and then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself. give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry-Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. There's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having a financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of, is having that plan, having, make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. All you have to do is text the word money and to see if that money will last as long as you do, and we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross, who's our guru in the reverse mortgage world.
Glad to be here, Eric.
Yeah, so reverse mortgage is a great way to take that tax-free money out of your house without having to sell it, without having to move and all that stuff. Obviously, you can't be 20 years old to do it or something like that.
No.
So what are the rules and kind of restrictions on how you get it and such?
Well, for years, it's been the youngest on title has to be 62.
Okay.
For years. Then they went, certain products dropped it to 60. Now can be 55. So that's huge. That was a big drop. But only certain products. There's so many different ways to do a reverse mortgage. There's fixed rates. There's variables. There's some where the fixed rate, you take it all out. It depends on your needs. What your needs are, that's what we have to determine. What product would be best for your needs?
Yeah. I mean, so there's kind of multiple things. Like you said, there's obviously age. You know, you have to be typically 62, but could go down to now even 55, right?
Right.
And then that also gets you more money as you get older, right?
You get more money. That reverse is based on the value of the property and the age of the borrower. The borrower, the older you are, the more money is available.
Because you're probably not going to have it out as long.
Exactly. So it depends on, you know, you could have two homes side by side. One borrower is 75, the other one is 60. The 75-year-old is going to get a lot more money if they're exactly the same, you know, right, value and everything.
Okay.
And today, with the value of the properties being so high, There's so much more money. I do lots of redos. I mean, I've done in the past, I've done the reverse, and now they have a lot more money available. So yeah. They want to redo it. And hey, enjoy life while you can.
Yep. Can't take it with you. So.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So in terms of that, the main government one, it has a pretty low limit, right?
Yes. And you have to be 62.
On that one.
So there are other products, and I can do all of them. But that's when you call me to find out, I'm happy to go out to your home and do the analysis, but we can do it on the phone. And I can tell you right on the phone how much is available to you, what it looks like. I do like to meet my clients face-to-face because I think it's important. But it's different for each scenario, and that's what I have to determine. You tell me what you need. You want to help your children. You want to pay off your car. Anything that's going on, and we can determine together. I'll show you all the different products, and we determine which one would suit your needs the best.
Yeah, and so the limit on the government, the main government one, the original...
It went up. It's $970,600, I believe.
But it's only, of course, then a portion of that.
Portion of that, depending on the age. Usually, it comes out about 50%. Older you are, it goes up, you know.
Okay. Yeah, the limit's actually kind of confusing, because the limit's actually based on the... how much of the value of the house they're going to count. So in other words, if your house is worth 1.5, they're going to cap it
at 970 for that particular loan,
right?
For the government loan, it'll be capped at 970,600. With the jumbo loans, then you get the portion of the appraised value. So if your home appraises for $4 million, you're going to get a portion of that.
Okay.
Depending on your age. But with the government loan, yes.
Yeah,
even if your house is $4 million, you're only going to get a portion of the 970.
Right. And so that's where it really, I would think, makes more sense to talk to somebody who can do all the different products out there, who,
absolutely,
like you said, can kind of look at your situation. What do you need?
Yeah.
Because maybe somebody's trying to buy a house for cash, maybe for their kids or something.
And for them. People to buy second homes.
Oh, yeah.
I just had one not long ago that they were looking up, and their kids live in Oregon, and they wanted to purchase. They don't want to sell right now because they don't want to move, but they wanted to buy, without a payment, a second home in Oregon by the kids because that's where they're going to end up. When you do a reverse mortgage, that has to be your primary residence. So they did the reverse here and got all the money out, and they bought the other house cash, so they have no payment either place. Really worked out well for them.
Basically, their house kind of created another house.
Absolutely. Right? And when they're ready, they can move. They've got their place. Now, they go back and forth now, but they're not quite ready to, you know, move totally over there. But they will be within the next 3 or 5 years, 3 to 5 years. So they're all set. They're good. They've got everything going for them.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people who want to buy, maybe it's a beach house or something else, and that may not be a thing that people think of. They may say, I have to sell off all this stock and have all this capital gains, or take all this money out of my IRA to be able to pay for that and pay all the taxes on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it isn't. You can really do. And that's where I come in. We go over everything to make sure that it's the right product for you. And I'll come out to the home all over California. When I have a client, I like to meet them in person. No cost or obligation analysis together. I mean, we'll put it together. I can email it to you, bring it out to you, whatever works for you.
And obviously, I assume like the jumbos are going to be a little bit more pricier than just like a normal mortgage, right?
It just depends. That sometimes they're not.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Okay.
No, the government one, the 970, has the mortgage insurance premium and all of those things. So it's kind of pricey to do that. But the other one, and it all depends on what the value is too.
Right.
So I couldn't really say until I knew exactly your value. But the jumbos sometimes are not quite as pricey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that's why you should be probably, dealing with somebody and asking somebody.
Absolutely. Hey, asking the questions.
And then speaking of that, I mean, you said these people you know, bought a new house to go see their kids and stuff. And I'm sure they, you know, it's always funny when we say kids. I mean, these are adult kids, right? The people in their 40s or 50s often.
Right.
So what happens if they're trying to help out their parent? I mean, I assume you must help them too, or talk with them. And
if you mean,
well, maybe they've got their mom or dad who's, you know, having tough times or not making as, you know, after, especially if they lose one spouse.
Absolutely.
Do you also work with the kids to help the parents?
I always tell my clients when I first meet them, if you want to have anybody at the meeting, your children, your whoever you would like to have. I've met with financial planners before, mm-hmm. with them. And whoever they want there, I always want my clients to feel that they know everything and it's the right thing to do. I don't want to just, oh, no, don't do, you know, you can't have anybody there, because I want it all on the table. I want it to be exactly what it's going to be for them.
Well, didn't you also have an attorney one time who was trying to?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful client. Oh, my goodness. She had Parkinson's and she couldn't move off the couch. Or was it MS? It was one of those. And her husband had left her when she was diagnosed, like 20 years before. And the poor thing didn't want to leave her house. So she called me. I went out and I showed it to her and she loved it. So she said, I'm going to ask my attorney. I said, by all means, you call your attorney. And she got a call. She goes, oh, my God. He said, do not do the reverse mortgage. That is not the right thing to do. And I said, really? I said, do you mind giving me his name? So she gave me his name and I called him and I told him who I was. I was working with his client and I said, I'd like to come and talk to you about it. No, I know all about it. He said, I know all about the reverse mortgage. I said, okay, then how about if I pay you for an hour? I need some advice. And he went, okay, that's fine. So I went out there with no intention of, I didn't have a problem. I wanted to have his attention for an hour.
Right.
And I explained it to him, and he was just blown away. He said, I had no idea. I thought that she was going to do this, the bank owned the house, there was going to be nothing. And I said, absolutely not. And he ended up being one of my biggest referral partners. And you didn't even take the money for the hour.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, it's even better. Yeah, but he was just, he couldn't get over it, because people have that idea in their head. And it wasn't a good thing when it came out, because somebody did go on your title, and you never want that. Nobody goes on your title now. It's in your name. Whoever your heirs are, they inherit the house when you pass. Either one of you, your husband or your wife, the husband or wife, can stay in the house till they're 150. So if the husband should pass and the wife is still there, she can stay in that house. The only thing you have to do is pay the property tax and insurance. But she can stay there till she's 150. And when she passes, then the heirs have the ability to say, I want to buy that house. And they pay off whatever is owed and they get the house. Or they can put it on the market, sell it, and it's paid, and they get the balance.
Tax-free.
Absolutely. That's the best part of this. No taxes.
Yep. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, that's 408-722-0010.
And as always, it's great having you here. And
great to be here.
We've got a link on the website also if people need to get a hold of you. So, we'll have you back next month.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson. And it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically he wanted to get that dream retirement house and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth. And then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have an individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't and then they blow that. And then these after tax monies, you know, if you have after tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. Those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually on the phone or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.